Justin Flick back with you, joined now by Coach Eric Tate, talking Houlton Wildcat boys basketball. Houlton finishes 12-8 in the regular season, went 10-4 in the Big 7 League, and a couple tough home games to conclude the year. Coach, we knew going into last week it'd be two of your toughest tests, no doubt, with an undefeated Sabetha team and then Perry LeCompton earlier this week on Tuesday, and unable to get the win in either game, and a buzzer beater against Perry certainly hurt there at the end. But I guess playing good teams like this and playing competitive games, that's kind of what you expect this time of year, and I'm sure now you're just trying to kind of turn the page and refocus towards the postseason, huh?
Yeah, you know, we told the guys before Sabetha that, you know, our next two games were big games, high-level games, and they show if you're ready or not. And, while we came on the losing end on both of them, you know, it was good that we competed in both. The thing is, you know, we'd like to be in the winner side of the column, but, you know, Sabetha finishes their season at regular season at 20-0, and Perry at 16-4. So, two really good ball clubs. Proud of how we competed. Just got to refocus and get ready to go for next Tuesday.
Well, certainly some positive signs, too, in that Perry game. I mean, you led all but maybe less than a minute of the whole entire game. And we talked about Ashton Trick last week. He continues to play well, big boost of 15 points. But Matt Lears scoring 23, it seemed like maybe he was back to the old Matt Lears, kind of waiting for him to kind of bust out. And I thought, you know, some of those guys maybe with some confidence much needed going into the postseason. It seemed like Matt really kind of upped his game to a new level Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, getting a lot of good minutes out of a lot of different guys. That's great to be, great to see coming in the final stretch here. You know, it's no secret that Tyson's had a really good year. So if people want to start, you know, really focusing on him, it's good that some other guys are stepping up. You know, I know we've talked a couple times about, you know, waiting for that breakout game from Matt. And, you know, he's been solid all year. He's, you know, had anywhere from 10 to 15, seems like every night. So it's nice to see him just, you know, kind of get up into the 20s and finish with 23. I think he, you know, he can do that any night. When Tyson's scoring a lot, he's done a really good job of facilitating the ball to him, still attacking and getting his, but nice to see him, you know, break through. And that's kind of the mantra we've had all year, is that it doesn't matter who scores. You know, it is a team game. So, you know, if people are going to try to take Tyson away or, you know, guard us some other way, have other guys step up, finish with 15, finish with 23, you know, anywhere in there, and that's good to see. So hopefully we can take that into next week.
You bet. Final thought, Coach, and I know you'd love to have a game a little bit quicker maybe to spit out that taste, but it is kind of a reset time, and we don't know your opponent yet for sub-state probably until late Friday night or early Saturday morning. So, you know, as we look ahead, I'm just curious to get your thoughts. I mean, I feel like maybe this team hasn't quite peaked or played its best basketball this season, and just curious with the group of seniors how motivated and focused you think this team will be next week, because I think they have as good a chance as anybody, no matter who they're playing, to really put things together and make a postseason run here late.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of hit the reset button. You know, a lot of people have said, man, it kind of stinks you don't play tomorrow. And we kind of said, you know, it's kind of nice. We get to go out on the road tonight and tomorrow night. There's a couple teams we can go scout. You know, I think we finish as the sixth seed in 4A East. So we kind of know where we're at. We know who we might play, not final yet. But we talked a lot yesterday about, you know, you look at the entire body of the season. We've had some pretty good wins. We've had some not too great of losses. So I think that this team, you know, they kind of can sit back, still have some intense practices. We kind of get to see how it all shakes out while everybody else is still playing. So it gives us some time to focus on things we still need to work on. But I think, like you just said, I think we're going to come out. I think we're going to be fired up, should be well rested, and get after somebody, whoever it may be, whoever it ends up. And, you know, we've talked a lot lately that, you know, it's down to a two-game tournament. You can take care of the first one, you're going to give yourself a shot the second one. So got to worry about Tuesday, obviously, but I'm with you. I think, you know, put whoever out in front of us, and we'll try to give them the best game we can give them.
You bet. And a home game Tuesday as well to open Substate. Coach, thanks for your time. Best of luck next week in Substate.
Yep, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Eric Tate, head coach of the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chat's brought to you by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and by Boomer Steakhouse.